Dr. Pesky dictating mail IME on September 23 regarding Terrence, T-E-R-R-E-N-C-E, Stratton, S-T-R-A-T-T-O-N. Terrence Stratton is a 47-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 9/25/20. But at that time, he was seated in a machine. Appeared he was lowering a machine off the truck when the arms broke, sending him to the ground. Appeared as a result, he believed he injured his lower back. Went to the emergency room in Hamilton afterwards. Appeared he had further evaluation and treatment, leading to surgery in the lower back in December of 2021. Appeared he is not aware of his final diagnosis. Appeared he completed his course of active treatment in April 2022. Appeared in the paragraph, per his claim petition, Mr. Stratton alleged he injured his back when a donkey machine broke as it was being lowered from the flatbed. Period treatment records show he was seen at the emergency room on 9/25/20. Period stated he was unloading a vehicle from a truck when it dropped off of the floor, comma, slipped and fell to the ground, and the vehicle fell from about 4 feet high. Period landed seated in the seat of the vehicle on the ground. Period felt pain in the low back, similar to prior episodes of low back pain from his disc herniations he had. Period. He had lumbar spine x-rays that were read as essentially unremarkable. Period. He was then treated and released. Period in paragraph on 9/28/20, he was seen at MedExpress. Period he complained of pain in the lower back, radiating down both legs for the last 4 days. Period was on a machine that dropped down quickly and pain began afterwards. Period he was diagnosed with dorsalgia, D-O-R-S-A-L-G-I-A, for which he was advised to continue medications prescribed by the emergency room and limit activities. Period in paragraph on 10/1/20, he was seen at Riverside Urgent Care. Period. He had no changes since the last visit and had finished his Madrol dose pack. The pain goes down, goes across the back, and occasionally down the legs. Pretty had some weakness of the leg, but it is now resolved. Pretty denied any bowel or bladder incontinence. Period. He continued to be seen at this facility. Period was diagnosed with acute bilateral low back pain with sciatica, for which he was referred for physical therapy. Period. He received therapy on the dates described above. Period of progress was monitored at Riverside Urgent Care. Period on 11/16/20, he related his back pain was not much better despite physical therapy. Period. As seen on his last visit at this facility, he had mild spasm in the lower back on both sides. Period. He was then referred for orthopedic consultation. Period. New paragraph in that regard, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Disabella on 11/19/20. Period. He noted the petitioner had a prior history of lumbar disc herniation. Period. He had a history of motor vehicle accidents from 2008 to 2009. Period. He admitted to having physical therapy to this body part and chiropractic treatment in the past. Period. He was diagnosed with cervical thoracic, lumbar, sacral, and rib, as well as pelvic dysfunctions. Period. they noted the results of his MRI that revealed chronic spondylosis at L5-S1. Pierre had no acute fracture or apparent soft tissue injury. Pierre at L5-S1, there was central annular fissure with disc herniation, common bilateral foraminal stenosis, and mild compression of the exiting L5 nerve roots. Pierre the left L4-5 had a foraminal disc herniation and mild foraminal stenosis. Period. He was going to continue with physical therapy and modified duty. Period. He's referred for injection therapy. Period. In paragraph, he was then seen by Dr. FitzHenry, also at Premier Orthopedic on 12/15/20 for these injections. Period. He concurred with the plan for bilateral L5-S1 single level transforaminal epidural steroid injections under fluoroscopy. Period. He followed up with Dr. FitzHenry on 1/19/21. After undergoing these injections on 1/5/21, Brady had 50-60% relief from his discomfort and his current pain level was 6/10. But he was working light duty. Period. He was going to start a home exercise program. Period. He saw Dr. FitzHenry again on 2/16/21, having undergone another epidural on 2/2/21. Pretty related 80% relief from his discomfort, and his current pain level was 0/10. Period. At that point, the plan was to repeat epidural steroid injection. Period. As of /4/19/21, he was referred for spine surgical consultation. Period. He had been refractory to activity modification, common physical therapy, and pain management intervention. Period. Paragraph. He was then seen by Dr. Shah beginning 5/11/21. Period. He opined the need for treatment was related to his work injury as his axial load torquing mechanism applied to the spine was aggravating his underlying pre-existing degenerative changes to the point where he was symptomatic with worsening symptoms which have not been able to return to his pre-injury baseline. Brady did recommend decompressive laminectomies. Period. In paragraph, he did undergo surgery to be inserted here. Pretty. That report is from /12/13/21. Period. On 5/4/21, he did undergo a repeat lumbar MRI to be inserted here. Period. MRI was done again on 10/5/21 to be inserted here. Period. Postoperatively, he had x-rays and an MRI on 2/18/22 to be inserted here. Period. He followed up with Dr. Shah through 5/3/22, stating he felt, quote, okay, period, end quote. He has pain in the lower back with certain movements, as well as some tingling into his right leg. Period surgery had been done by Dr. Shah on 12/13/21 involving a left L4-5 lumbar laminectomy. Period. He further noted a history of sarcoidosis and sleep apnea. Period signs and symptoms were currently most consistent with post-laminectomy syndrome. Period, he had been able to return much of his pre-injury baseline. Period, he thought the patient had a treatment plateau. and reach the treatment plateau. Period. Physical exam. Extremities, upper normal, extremities lower. Manual muscle testing was 4+ for bilateral plantar flexor strength and left extensor hallucis longus strength, but was otherwise 5/5. The rest of that is normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He was able to walk on his heels and toes with low back and left calf tenderness. Brady changed positions fluidly, was able to squat to 65 degrees and rise. Paired inspection revealed a 1¾-inch midline longitudinal scar with preserved low dot curve. Paired active flexion was only minimally limited to 80 degrees, but motion was full in all other spheres without discomfort. Paired had mild tenderness, palpation about the left paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. Supine straight leg raising maneuver on the right at 70 degrees and left at 65 degrees. Both elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. The rest of this section is normal. Impressions. On 9/25/20, Terrence Stratton alleges to have injured his lower back when a machine in which he was seated fell to the ground from a height of about 4 feet. Period. He was seen that same day at the emergency room where x-rays were done. Period. He was then treated and released. Period. He admitted that he was then seen at MedExpress as well as Riverside Urgent Care. Period. A course of physical therapy was initiated. Period. New paragraph. He then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Disabella beginning 11/19/20. Period. An extensive course of conservative care was rendered, including medications, activity modification, therapy, and injections. Period. He had some improvement, but remained symptomatic. Period. New paragraph. Ultimately, he underwent surgery by Dr. Shah to be inserted here. Period. He had MRI studies on several occasions, including 2/18/22 to be inserted here. Period. He followed up through 5/3/22 and was released from active care. Period. In paragraph, the documentation does reference a history of prior lumbar disc herniation that the petitioner currently denies. Period. Obviously, review of those records could be quite illuminating in this matter. Period. The paragraph current exam found there to be minimally decreased range of motion about the lumbar spine. Period. Neural tension signs were negative. Period. There was no atrophy or sensory deficit in either lower extremity. Period. Sitting at supine straight leg raise maneuvers failed to correlate with one another. Period. The latter did not elicit any radicular complaints below the knees. Period. New paragraph. There is 12.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back regardless of cause. Period. A component of this is attributable to his known disc herniation, with the balance to the subject event. Period. End.